From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian rebel groups say they are waging a large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday rebel shelling in West Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100. An airstrike on a school in Syria killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Both the observatory and the White House have said that either Russia or Syria governments were responsible for the attacks. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, says a ceasefire is achievable under certain conditions.
So I promise God.
Mr. Lavrov said they are ready to bring the ceasefire back around Aleppo, but only if they will, the Russians that is, get guarantees that people will be able to use it. Lavrov met with his foreign minister, the Syrian foreign minister that is, in Moscow on Friday to discuss the operations in Syria. The United Nations Human Rights Office says the Islamic State group appears to be using tens of thousands of civilians in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul as human shields. It has said or received reports of more than 200 people being killed for refusing to comply with ISIS orders or for previously belonging to Iraqi security forces. Iraqi forces are within 6 kilometers from the edge of Mosul on the eastern front, but progress has been slower south of Mosul. This is VOA News. The United Nations member states have voted overwhelmingly on a measure that could lead to a ban on nuclear weapons. The UN Disarmament and International Security Committee voted to approve a resolution that calls for negotiations on a new treaty outlawing nuclear weapons, despite opposition from nuclear-armed nations. The United Nations, Israel, France, Russia, and Britain were among the nations voting against the non-binding measure. UN members will meet in December to vote on the resolution during a full General Assembly. The mayor of a Philippine town who had been publicly named by President Rodrigo Duterte as being involved in the illegal drug trade was gunned down by police in a gunfight Friday. Media reports say the people in the mayor's convoy opened fire on a police checkpoint, killing the mayor and 9 others. Duterte won the presidential election early this year, largely based on his promise to aggressively target drug dealers and criminals. Meantime, speaking of Mr. Duterte, he says don't expect to hear him utter any more curse words. He said late Thursday that God spoke to him on a plane during his recent return from Japan, saying he could bring the plane down if Duterte didn't stop cursing. But Duterte stopped short of saying his promise to God meant he would drop the profanity he sometimes uses when referring to the United States or the European Union. Korean carmaker Hyundai and Kia reached an agreement with 33 states and Washington, D.C., on charges that inflated the fuel economy numbers of 2011 and 2013 models. Steve Miller has more. We don't have that report for you at this moment. We'll bring it back in the next hour. Meantime, in other news, South Africa and Burundi have sent letters of intent to withdraw from the International Criminal Court to the UN Secretary General. Gambia says it will do the same. An international criminal justice lawyer says the threats to leave the ICC are not uncommon. African leaders, have long decried a perceived bias by the court, arguing they are being unfairly targeted. The Hague-based court has served a warrant for the arrest of Sudan President Omar al-Bashir, who is wanted for war crimes against humanity and genocide in the Darfur region. Once again, just taking a recap of some of our top stories at this hour. The mayor of the Philippine town, who had been publicly named by President Duterte as being involved in the illegal drug trade, gunned down by police in a gunfight on Friday. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.